Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, we said that we can infer regarding these verses that interest in spreading indecency is sometimes materialized by our tongues and our pens, but sometimes it is happening by setting up some centers of wickedness, but at the same time encouraging others to commit sin. So in that case, some people provide others with facilities for doing wrong actions, for committing sins. And in this verse, some people do not commit it directly, spreading indecency, but love that indecency is spread in the society. And their destiny would be, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Theirs will be a painful punishment in the world and in the hereafter. Now, let's refer to one important question in this case. What really is spreading indecency? Let us provide the answer to this question with a short introduction. Since mankind is a social creature, the great community in which mankind lives, from one point of view, is like his home, and its enclosure are counted as that of his home. The pureness of the society, helps the pureness of the people living in it. And the defilement of that community helps his defilements. Consequently, Islam is against anything that pollutes the atmosphere of the society, against any kind of defilement that is uncovered in the society, and Islam severely struggles with anything that defiles the community, the society. We'll be back with some more examples of this kind after a short break.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, we said that Islam is completely against anything that pollutes the society, the atmosphere of the society that the people live in. So, if we see that backbiting is severely struggled with in Islam, one of its reasons would be that backbiting somehow divulges the secret faults. It dishonors, eventually, of course, the society. If we see that it is commanded to hide faults, we are surely commanded by the Almighty Allah and the orders of Islam, as well as the tradition suggests, that we should hide the faults of others. One of its philosophies is to prevent sin from being common and widespread in the society. We see that open and uncovered sin is more important than hidden and covered sins. It is so important that Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, "One who disseminates sin is rejected, and the one who hides sin is divinely forgiven." If we see that in these verses under discussion, indecency is severely reprimanded, it is because of this, that Islam is against anything that pollutes the society. That's why spreading indecency is truly condemned. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.